Cut to Steven's cell. Outside the cell, there is a clock on the wall with a wire guard over it. The second hand moves slowly. Cut to inmates enjoying a domino game as if they are far away from the prison in some friendly setting.
This part of Steve's screenplay showed us several scenes of what he'd be facing in prison. Whether or not Steve made a stupid decision and got involved in the holdup, I hope he gets a second chance. Unlike King, Steve really seems ripped up by his experiences in the detention center and courtroom. He knows how close he is to having a big chunk of his life thrown away. I think he can do a lot more good in the real world than rotting away in prison. But at the same time, I have to ask myself, if Steve was involved as the lookout, shouldn't he bear some responsibility for the murder? Shouldn't he pay with part of his life for the life that was taken? And another thing, it really seems that Steve lied under oath about being in the drugstore. That itself is a crime. Shouldn't he be held responsible for that, at the very least? Let's see what happens. We're on to page 269.